We're joined by David Boucher talking Royal Valley girls basketball. And the Panthers continue to roll. They've now won five consecutive games to even the record at 7-7 on the season. We talked last week about winning their home tournament with three games in 3 days, but follow that up with wins against Mission Valley 59-51 last week, and then beat Perry Lecompton on this week, Tuesday night, 67-28. Let's start, Coach, with the team continuing to play well, but 59-67, those, if I'm not mistaken, are your two highest offensive games of the season. So, team clicking, you're getting some big scoring and a lot of contributions right now, huh?
Yeah, we're really sharing the ball. We had 16 assists on 21 made shots on Friday versus Mission Valley, and then which was the highest of the season. Then we had 17 assists last night, and we shot 52% from the floor. And when you combine that with only eight turnovers, you're going to put up, 67, 68 points a game.
You got some girls stepping up with some pretty big games, too. I know Kennedy Bryan scored over 20 points last night in the win against Perry Lecompton. I believe you had like a 16-3 second quarter in that game as well. So I guess this is the time of year that you hope and expect players are more confident and comfortable. Is that a lot of it, just maybe the confidence of winning games and seeing the ball go through the hole that's making the biggest difference?
I think so. I mean, Kennedy just played fantastic last night. Alyssa's back. This is her second game back from COVID, and she's starting to really click and getting her energy back. Shaunqua Price is getting over some sickness, and she could still see a little bit of lag, but she's really moving the ball well. And a lot of players stepping up and feeling it. We track so much shooting. We stat a lot of practice, a lot of scrimmages. We have a lot of competitions and shooting games and small-sided games in practice where, and we just keep showing them the numbers of the, kind of like the U.S. stock market. It just keeps going up, and you just kind of track it, and you just keep showing them data, and they see the ball going through and all these things, and they really start feeling good about themselves. And this team has never stopped. When we were 2-7 and we had lost five in a row, and now, like you said, we've won five in a row, and I don't know how many teams do that. We played Hiawatha tough, and that was the start of it. We lost by six, but that was the start of it, 6 games ago. And they just kept believing and just kept getting after it.
So what's the key to, not getting complacent, I guess, and keeping this team hungry and continuing to win? You got Riverside and Holton. So as I look at your upcoming schedule, the opportunities to keep winning are there if the team can keep playing and performing at this high of a level, right?
Oh, definitely. It's the Big Seven. There is not an easy game in the Big Seven. Riverside is a high-quality opponent. And Holton, of course, is a high quality opponent with lots of tradition, really at the end of the day, how you keep people motivated is you keep setting the standard, that we're going to get better every day. And it's not about a scoreboard. It's about competing against yourself. And like I said, we do that in a lot of different ways. We mix drills. We put constraints and different things and we measure everything. And when you measure everything, you show them the number. And we show them that losing is not acceptable, and your best is the only thing that we want. Then they stay hungry, I think, and that's worked for us for years here. Now this is my fifth year in the program, and it's just something we've done, since we started. So
you bet. Well, hopefully we can keep it rolling. Next couple games at home against Riverside and Holton here on Friday and Tuesday night. Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck in the upcoming games.
All right, thank you, Justin.
Coach Boucher of the Royal Valley Girls. We'll talk Panther boys basketball next.